Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Back at Amon Student Center on the campus of Missouri State University. Primarily a volleyball gym now, but used as the secondary gym for the Blue and Gold Tournament. Back in the COVID year, these two gyms were unavailable, and we had to go over to Greenwood High School, but nice to be back at Missouri State. Great Southern Bank Arena hosting the winner's bracket, and Hammond Student Center, the consolation bracket. 27-15, Zizzers at halftime on top of the Buffalo Bison. Both teams looking for their second win of the season, and the Zizzers really look to be in control of this game. And you look up and say, well, 27-15, that sounds pretty good. The Zizzers probably could be up by more at this point. Had some opportunities to push that up to probably about a 20-point lead, but haven't been able to do it. And we'll see what Coach Miller and the crew comes up with at halftime to extend this lead in the third quarter. All starters back out there for the Zizzers. Getting a little different look for West Plains. Josiah Long not with the team tonight. You don't see him over on the bench. Well, yes, I do. He's in street clothes tonight, so not available. Mahan got the start, and he'll be out there as we start the third quarter. Buffalo's got the ball. The Bison will look to get back into this ball game, trailing by 12 as we start the third quarter. Skinner on the right side for Buffalo with the pink Nikes. Swings it over left side for Shepperly. Shepperly lobs it to the free throw line for Bennett. Leans into one. It's too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound for Kraft. And the Z will push it back the other way. Tuma in front of the logo. Briggs Houston on the left side. Up top to Kraft. Lob it to Houston. Lays it up and in. A little alley-oop layup. Briggs Houston adds to his point total. He was in double digits in the first half. Continues to add to it, and the Zizzers lead by 14. Skinner up top. Now Miller on the right side. Flips it back, top of the key for Skinner. Right side, Abraham steps into a three. It's short, well short. And Mahan comes away with the rebound. Now it's tipped by Skinner, loose on the floor on the mid-court line. It's picked up by Bennett. Flips it to Mueller for three, no good. Rebound Abraham. Abraham draws the foul on West Plains with 6:47 to go in the third quarter. I think that's going to be on Mahan. That's his first team foul for the Zizzers. Shepperly will inbound for the Bison. Bounce it to Skinner on the left block. Back to Shepperly in the corner for three. Got it. Shepperly makes Buffalo's first three of the night. And it's 29-18, Zizzers. Kraft to the left side for Robbins. Tuma on the wing. Back to Kraft. Takes off. Free throw line floater rattles in. Jared Kraft puts the Zizzers back up 31-18. Press by West Plains and Abraham travels. So the press works. They get the big 6'5 sophomore in the backcourt to take an extra step. And the Zizzers will take the ball back. Mahan into the backcourt for Tuma. 2 minutes into the third quarter. West Plains leading by 13. Tuma shades to the right side. Up top to Robbins. Head take on the three. And then he has it poked away. It's stolen by Miller. Miller has it poked and stolen back by Kraft. Bodies fly. And they're going to give the Zizzers a timeout as Kraft fell on it. Kept possession. Coach Miller will call a timeout. We'll take one as well. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Zizzers leading Buffalo 31-18. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Back at Hammond Student Center, Briggs Houston calls for the illegal screen, picks up his third personal foul, but now a 5-second call on the Bison. We'll give it back to the Zizzers. Shepperly trying to inbound in front of the Zizzer bench, and West Plains denied the inbound, and they'll take it back. Houston has to come out with those three fouls. That could be an important point for the Bison to try to make a little run here. Houston, the leading scorer in the game. Robbins, or rather Mahan, goes baseline, shot up, no good, rebound tipped and controlled by the Bison. Buffalo in the backcourt, Zizzer's going to apply some pressure. Shepperly trying to dribble out of it, draws the foul from Tuma. And the Bison will take it out at midcourt. Third team foul on the Zizzers. Still 5.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Tuma's first personal. Bison will inbound, trailing by 13, 5.5 minutes to go third quarter. Miller across midcourt. He'll hand it back to Shepperly. Shepperly to Miller. Pulls up a three, rims out, rebound tipped. Robbins has it ahead to Mahan. Mahan at the free throw line. Out to Kraft for three. Got it. Jared Kraft, his first three of the night, and it's 34-18. Zizzers with their biggest lead of the night. Skinner to the free throw line, to the basket, partially blocked by Kraft. They're going to call a foul, though, on Jared Kraft. And that'll send Skinner to the line, shooting two for the Bison. Fourth team foul on the Zizzers. Second on Kraft. Von Allman getting ready to check in for West Plains. Free throw is good by Skinner. Moda comes in for the Bison. Zizzers playing without Josiah Long tonight. Long was an important player in their game last night against Catholic. Second free throw is good by Skinner. He makes them both. 34-20 is the Zizzer lead with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kraft across the timeline. Gets around Moda in the paint. Runner goes down. Kraft with the basket. Buffalo will take the timeout. 4:48 to go third quarter. Zizzers lead Buffalo 36-20. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Zizzer Basketball on a Wednesday night. Zizzers out in front, 36-20, looking for their second win of the year and looking to get another day in the blue and gold tournament. They'll apply the pressure. Buffalo breaks it, gets it ahead to Mata. Mata takes an extra step, throws it up in the paint. No good. Rebound tipped. Tipped again. It's loose. And Miller comes away with it. He's blocked by Robbins. And now Tuma comes down with it. And the reach-in foul called on Isaiah Miller of Buffalo. That'll be the first team foul on Buffalo this quarter. West Plains has four. And it will be on Miller, his first. Zizzer ball, 16-point lead. Plains would like to make this a no-stress fourth quarter. Robbins for three, right side, no good. Mata, shortest guy on the floor at 5'8". Guy's in for the rebound. Skinner's just 5'9", so Buffalo, some short guards out in front. They'll get it to Miller on the left side. Back to Mata up top. To the free throw line. He'll lob it right wing for Shepperly. Zizzer defense has been tight. Only 20 points for the Bison. Mata takes off to the free throw line. Has it tipped away, taken by Kraft. Kraft, though, loses it out of bounds. It's going to be off Buffalo as the Bison were hustling back. They were able to poke it away, but it'll stay with the Zizzers. Briggs Houston checks back in with three fouls. He also has 15 points tonight. Nearly half of the Zizzer points. The lob is to Houston in the paint. Tip it out to Tuma. Open three. Got it. Ethan Tuma. His second three of the night. And it's 39-20 Zizzer. Zizzer's again coming with the pressure. Bison get past it and now fall down. Bennett gets the dribble back. Puts up a shot on the baseline. Won't go. Moore there for the rebound for the Zizzer. Von Allman across midcourt. Into the corner for Houston. Gets it right back. Left block. Von Allman puts it up and in. Luke Von Allman, the senior, makes it 41-20. West Plains goes up by 21. 3 minutes to go third quarter. Mata in the backcourt. Picked up by Von Allman. This is in a man defense. Mata took an extra step and traveled. Turnover Bison. Buffalo's been rattled here in the third quarter. 3 minutes left to go in the third. Zizzers up by 21. Tuma bounces it to Kraft up top. He'll one-arm it back to Tuma. Left side for Von Allman. Kraft. Von Allman in the corner. Spots for three. No good off the back of the rim. Moore with the rebound. Moore to Kraft. Open three. Got it. Kraft makes his second three of the night. Zizzers heating up from beyond the arc. Lead by 24. And now get a steal at midcourt. Tuma ahead to Kraft. One-on-one. Lays it up and in. Kraft with the basket, and the Zizzers threatening to blow this open in the third quarter. They lead Buffalo 46-20. Bison will take a timeout. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
Zizzer's basketball action continues now on KDY.
Back at Hammond Student Center, Zizzers blowing out Buffalo tonight. 46-20 is our score. 2:19 left to go in the third quarter. Zizzers trying to get up to that magic 30 number and turn on the turbo clock for the fourth quarter. Skinner stops in front of the timeline, gets it away to Mata, who crosses midcourt. Miller on the left wing drives to the free throw line, one arms it over to Abraham. Abraham's pass taken away by Kraft, and the Bison really struggling here in the third quarter. Kraft walks it across midcourt, trying to hand it off to Tuma, and he does. Tuma on the logo, right side for Kraft, holds it above his head, now puts it on the floor, drawing some contact, bounces to Houston. Houston pulls up, three ball right side is good. Briggs Houston, his second three of the night, and it's 49-20, West Plains. Miller to Abraham in the corner, 90 seconds left to go in the third. Abraham hook shot, won't go, Houston with the rebound. Zizzers up by 29, a dominant third quarter. They led by 12 at the half. Kraft, top of the key, picks up his dribble. Left side for Von Allman. Lob it in to Houston. Briggs Houston lays it up and in. Houston puts the Zizzers up by 31. Skinner into the front court. Working on Tuma. Stops at the free throw line. Pivots it back to Miller. Miller to the free throw line. Stumbles. Throws up a shot. Won't go. Rebound. Skinner. Or rather, Miller, falling down, and he was pushed and fouled. That'll be the fifth team foul on the Zizzers. So regardless of whether he was shooting or not, it won't matter. Miller will get two free throws here, and the Zizzers have five guys ready to check in. Line change time for Coach Miller. Free throw is good by Miller. And the Zizzers will send Mahan, Judd, Robbins, Wright, and Miller into the ballgame. Miller will get a second free throw here. 30-point lead for the Zizzers, and it will stay 30. Mata with the rebound, lost it. The Bison control the possession. Skinner picks it up at the top of the key, hands it off to Miller. Miller pulls back for a long three up top, and he drains it. Isaiah Miller for three. Zizzers back on the other end. Judd will go baseline, lost the handle on it, throws it to Robbins. Robbins lost it, tipped out of bounds off Buffalo, and it will stay with the Zizzers. 20 seconds left to go third quarter. Zizzers leading by 27. Robbins lobs it into Wright. It's over his head. Judd back to get it. It's tipped. Judd tried to save it at the Zizzer bench, but it was out of bounds. And it'll be Bison basketball. Skinner into Miller. Miller will bring it across midcourt. Picked up by Robbins. He'll take a screen to the right side with seven. Goes baseline, back out to Bennett with three, with two. Bennett at the free throw line, won't get a shot off. That's the end of the third quarter. We'll head to the fourth with the Zizzers leading 51-24. We'll come back to the fourth quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Back at Hammond Student Center, late night basketball on a Wednesday night. Zizzers trying to make it a happy ride back to Howell County, leading 51-24 as we start the fourth quarter against Buffalo. Winner will take on the winner of Stockton and Bolivar coming up next in a near alley-oop. Miller to Wright. Wright just missed throwing that down. It was a worthy attempt, but it didn't go. The ball goes out of bounds, and Buffalo will have it back. Turbo clock is off right now. This is like to turn it back on. Shepperly to the right side, and he's fouled by Robbins. First team foul quarter. That'll be the second personal on Robbins. Robbins, the leading scorer from last night. Houston's had a big night. Houston, Kraft, and Tuma have been the big guns for the Zizzers here this evening. Shepperly will inbound for the Bison. Into Abraham. Gives it right back to Shepperly. One arms it inside to Bennett. Can't handle the pass. And Miller picks it up for the Zizzers. Miller in the backcourt. Lost it, but it's picked up by Robbins. Robbins ahead to Miller. To Wright up top. Left side. Judd in the corner for three. Rims out. Rebound Abraham. Ahead to Shepperly. Shepperly with a full head of steam. Falls down and is fouled by the Zizzers. Second team foul of the quarter. That'll be on Miller. Ethan Miller, sophomore. That'll be his first foul. Mata checks in for Shepperly. Bison will inbound on the baseline. Get it out to Miller. Miller takes off to the basket, lays it up and in. Good move by Isaiah Miller. He's got six, and it's 51-26, Zizzers. Robbins across the timeline. Wright's on the left side. Neo into the corner for Mahan. Up top to Miller. Back to Robbins. So give it to Wright. In the paint, Wright puts up a floater, won't go. Robbins there for the rebound. To Mahan, back to Wright. Jumper is no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and it's picked up by the Bison. Skinner runs it down the floor, hands it off to Miller, who will spot for a long three. Splashes home. Isaiah Miller. It's another three, and it's 51-29. This is still in control, but the Bison have made a nice little push here to start the fourth quarter. Now Robbins just throws it away. Unforced turnover there for the Zizzers. And now Coach Miller has seen enough, and he's going to call a timeout. 6:18 to go in the ball game. Zizzers leading 51-29. Back in a minute. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
6 minutes to play here in Springfield. Zizzers with a big lead over the Bison. Trying to get a third day in the blue and gold tournament on the consolation bracket. Briggs Houston back in there for the Zizzers. So is Tuma. He's going to spot for three. It's no good. Rebound underneath by Von Allman on the baseline. Trapped. Gets it away to Moore, but he lost it out of bounds. It'll be Buffalo ball. The Zizzers led by 27 at the end of the third quarter. Bison have whittled that down to 22 here. 5:30 left to play. Skinner up top. Pitches it to Mata. Mata out to Abraham for three. It's off the mark. Rebound by Kraft. Second string was struggling for the Zizzers, so Coach Miller putting the most of his starters back in here for the last 5 minutes. Tuma out to Von Allman. High arcing three won't go. Rebound by Kraft in the corner. Kraft, though, throws it into the scorer's table and out of bounds. Yeah. Zizzers lose the ball. Buffalo's got it. 5 minutes left to play. Buffalo into the backcourt. This will apply a little pressure now. They'd like to run the score back up a little bit. Still pretty comfortable margin at 22. 4:50 left to play. Miller up top. Hands it off to Bennett at the free throw line. Picks up the dribble. Gets it away left side for Abraham. Abraham, the 6'5 sophomore, took an extra step. No call. Give him a Euro step, I guess. And the Bison come away with the rebound. Miller for three. No good. Rebound Kraft underneath. He's tied up, though, with Skinner. Possession arrow will stay with the Bison. Buffalo's still out there hustling. They're not giving in. You applaud the effort from the Bison tonight. Both these teams coming in with just one win on the season. So, you know, they'd like to pick up that second win, but the Zizzers look like they're going to take care of business here. Miller in the corner. One arms it up to Skinner. Skinner going to take off from the block. Wild shot won't go. Houston with the rebound. Tuma in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. They'll hand it off to Kraft. Kraft. Free throw line. Leaner banks it in. Kraft's had a big game, big second half especially. Puts the Zizzers back up by 24. Mata in the corner. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gets to the basket. Gets stuffed by Von Allman. Skinner comes away with it. Can't get a shot off. Now he forces one up, and it rims in. Skinner with the basket. 53-31, 3.5 minutes to play. Robbins on the right wing. Tuma at midcourt. Throws it to the logo for Kraft. Kraft's going to take off. He'll go all the way to the basket. Missed it. Robbins tips it, but right to Mata. Mata dribbling through traffic. Throws it out. Miller in the corner for three. No good. In and out. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Buffalo. It'll go to the Zizzers with 3:12 left to play. 5:30 tomorrow night. Hammond Student Center. I'd like to make a little evening trip to Springfield and watch the Zizzers. As long as they can close out the last 3 minutes here, they'll take on the winner, Stockton Bolivar. Von Allman in the paint, swatted by Abraham, but they get it back. Tip it to Tuma for three. And he's got it. Tuma with his third three of the night. 56-31 Z. Miller in the corner. Dribbles in the paint. Floater in and out. Rebound tipped out. Kraft got it. Kraft down the floor. Intercepted by Abraham at midcourt. Abraham in the paint. Leaner won't go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Blair Abraham. And it's 56-33, 2:20 left to play. Zizzers going to pick up win number two on the season. Tuma to Houston. Three ball is no good. Rebound tip. They're going to call a foul on the Zizzers on the rebound. Kraft will pick up the foul. It's his third. And it's the third foul on the Zizzers here in the fourth quarter. But just 2:15 to play. Buffalo get it to Abraham. He dunks it on the baseline. It was a light dunk. We'll generously call it a dunk. The Buffalo fans get a little something to cheer about here late in the game. 2 minutes left to play. 56-35. Robbins to the basket. Missed it. Rebound Bennett underneath. Bennett ahead to Mata. Mata up top. Bennett. The left block to the basket gets blocked out of bounds by Robbins. It'll stay with Buffalo with a minute 40 to play. Blue and gold action on the Ozark Radio Network. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 9:30 over on KUKU for the Willow Springs Bears in the consolation bracket playing the Crane Pirates at 9:30 tomorrow over on KUKU. And then in the nightcap, 5:30, a lot earlier nightcap than what we had tonight. The Zizzers will take on Bolivar or Stockton. That game coming up next. Abraham has it stripped out of bounds by Moore, and it'll stay with Buffalo with 90 seconds left to play. Pretty light crowd at Hammond Student Center tonight. Lots of folks over at Great Southern Bank Arena watching the quarterfinals of the winner's bracket here in the blue and gold. Of course, the Cabool Holiday Tournament going on over on the Fox 96.9. Lots of holiday basketball. Lady Zizzers in action tonight against Willard over at Drury's campus. Moore takes it away for the Zizzers. Just stripped it from Skinner. And West Plains has the ball with 90 seconds left to play, leading 56-35. Miller. Head to Mahan. Wright took an extra step, travels in the paint. And the Zizzers turn it over. Coach Miller able to rest some guys here, though, in the fourth quarter and hoping for a couple more days of blue and gold basketball. But that trip to West Plains probably getting a little old when you do it 3 or 4 days in a row. Abraham goes right block, takes an extra step, and travels. Lots of traveling calls tonight. But the Zizzers, the better team, they're going to win it and move to 2-8 on the season. Moore up top. He'll hand it to Mahan. We're under a minute to play. Zizzers just looking for some ball control and maybe an easy bucket. He'll pitch it into Wright on the block. Shot up, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Skinner. Skinner through traffic. Gets it to the right block. Shot up, blocked by Wright, but they'll get Neo for the foul. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Zizzers. And Skinner will go to the line shooting a couple. First one is good. So the Zizzers will take on, again, the winner of Bolivar and Stockton. And then the other semifinal consolation game, Lebanon and Aurora. Lebanon actually the eighth seed. They were upset on day one, and the Aurora team looked pretty good when I watched them earlier. So it should be a good matchup either way we go for the Zizzers in the next couple of days. 56-37, 25 seconds left to play. Judd will hold the ball in front of the Zizzer bench. Kick it to Moore. Moore at the free throw line. Out to Judd. He's got an open three, and it's in and out. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Bison. They'll throw it down the floor to Jones. Lays it up. Missed it right with the rebound. Zizzers will hold it. That's your ball game. West Plains wins 56-37. We'll come back and wrap it up in 2 minutes. Zizzer basketball on KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Back at Hammond Student Center, the Zizzers victorious tonight, beating Buffalo 56-37. Is your final scoring for the Bison. They were led in scoring by Isaiah Miller, 12 points from Miller. Skinner with 7, Bennett with 6, Shepperly had 5, and Mata had 2. Blair Abraham finishes with 4. For the winners, the Zizzers, they are led in scoring. Really kind of odd scoring for the Zizzers. They had 2 points for Von Allman, 2 points for Robbins, and then other than that, 3 guys were scoring for West Plains. It was Tuma, Kraft, and Houston. Kraft finishes with 18, Tuma with 14, but Briggs Houston is your leading scorer for the night with 20 points for the senior. He really led the charge, and the Zizzers pick up their second win of the season. They advance in the consolation bracket of the blue and gold, and they will take on either Bolivar or Stockton tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. right here on KDY. For Nate, back to the studio, I'm Marty Spence. Zizzers win. Final score 56-37. Good night from Springfield.
West Plains Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Bureau, by West Plains Lock and Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity. Also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Zizzer Basketball is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company and Ozark Radio Network.